Nice to have your company, TK and Loz, on this special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We love being on the road. We love a road trip, and we've made our way to thoroughbred heaven, really, horse heaven in Scone. It's fantastic. We are trackside and lucky enough to have Brett Kavanagh, one of the trainers here, who's got his horse into the Kosciuszko, $1.3 million in prize money, and that horse just happens to be the Monster. Brett, firstly, mate, thanks for joining us.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. Welcome to Scone.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? I mean, what sort of boost for country racing has this Kosciuszko been?
I don't think you could speak highly of it enough, TK. Yeah. You know, it's from the money side of it to the punters, the guys that bought the $5 ticket, you know, everyone's interested. I walked in the local pub yesterday, which I don't go to often, and a couple of old blokes there with a schooner into them about 11:30, and I went in to do the same thing, actually. they said you were the first bloke we were going to ring, you know, so that there probably was 50,000 blokes like that. Who knows? Blokes bought one ticket, some blokes bought 800, and I was in a syndicate. Paul and I were in a syndicate, you know, and we never got a ticket, but anyway, that's how it goes.
The Monster was the first horse locked in, was that right?
Yeah, it was a bit of cat and mouse. They started ringing on Friday night, and there was a lot of movement, especially after Rod's horse and my horse went around in the same race. There was a fair bit of action then, and Sunday night, this guy rang me up, Paul Ratcliffe, and he said, "Cav, I'm not getting off the phone. I'll get your horse, mate." You know, so I thought, "Well, here we go." We had a bit of a Dutch auction on the phone, and Paul scored him, so that was good.
That would have been good, though, isn't it? The Monster with a lot of people. A lot of people just back it, don't they? They love the name and they love, you know, when it runs.
He's number one all the way, Loz. He'll carry number one saddle cloth. He's the first horse into it, you know, and he's just a genuine old war horse. He's been competing at the top level. He's probably three or four lengths off being a really, really good horse.
Yep.
But, it's good fun to have him in, and owned by a couple of guys in Albury. One of them won a stall gift. The old bloke's a tyre fitter, and the Brains Trust, Joffrey's in Melbourne. So they'll all roll up there on Everest Day, and with Paul Ratcliffe, we'll have a good time.
He gets the giggles when he sees a tap dripping, the Monster. And Loz has actually gone the weather forecast for October 13, and there's a bit of rain around, isn't there, Loz?
There is a bit of rain around. Last time I was here, though, Cav, it was quite cold, wasn't it? The track was pretty good, in good shape, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Laurie's got a runny nose. We'll send him out on the track at Randwick. It'll go to every 7 straight away. But, it's all fun and games going to it, and he's good on the dry, he's good on the wet. He's probably exceptional on the wet, you know, but we'll have a bit of fun and games with it as it goes along, no doubt.
Yeah, which has been fantastic. And obviously, the concept for you're happy with the 75-25, quite clearly. You got the deal done. It would have been good, a horse trainer doing battle with a second-hand car salesman.
I heard Northern potting me early this morning about getting something off me, you know. Like,
well, he did 10.90.
Him and Jonesy look at one another to cut their hair, I think. But, when I got woken up on Friday night, they started coming in at about, you know, they said, oh, such and such wants 90-10 and someone wants 85-15. And I was prepared. I thought 50-50 every day of the week, you know. And I said to a few of them, listen, I'm in bed and I'm a bit tired. Give me a ring early in the morning when I'm a bit sharper. And I just locked in six of them at 80-20 and I thought, I'll just, you know, we'll play it out and see what happens. And I rang my owners on Sunday and I said, look, guys, I'm just going to get this done tonight. We need to, you know, this is about the punter. We need to get this to happen. Spoke to Scotty Kennedy. I said, Scott, I'm going to roll one out tonight and just make sure that it starts happening. You know, the process had to keep going. People had to get into horses. So
do you do the dealing or do the owners do the dealing?
Well, he rang me up, Ratcliffe, and I thought we'd get phone calls on Sunday. You know, Ratcliffe, he was down there at his local club. Where is he?
Central Coast.
Entrance. Yeah. Entrance. I got to give you the plug, the Entrance Club there, where every drink services club. But he said, he rang up and he's got a bit of a gravel voice, you know, and I reckon he might have a couple of schooners sideways in him. And he said 80-20. I said, 70-30. I said 80-20. He said, I'm not getting off. I'll get yours. He said 75-25. I said, done, mate. We're in. So I was happy with that, and away we went. He still thinks I've done him a bit tough, but anyway, we'll take him to a few cocktail parties and smooth him over.
It's just all part of the experience, and you can only imagine it, Brett, getting bigger and bigger, and they'll probably smooth out the process about, you know, the negotiations between the slot holders, because, you know, it is a sweepstake, isn't it?
My slot holder might be a bit hard to keep happy, because I rang him last night and said, look, if you want to come up in the morning, the boys are here doing a brekkie show, you know. He said, listen, he said, I've got to go out with my wife. I've got to buy a suit. And he sounded real happy. I don't know whether he's a big guy and he couldn't get one to fit, or he didn't want to go shopping with his wife, but he wasn't happy.
Maybe go both. To Lowe's.
maybe both. Hey, the showcase meeting today here at Scone. Mm. Got something for us?
Mate, I'd love to tip you one, but there's a carload of blokes driving up here to back him. and they'll be listening loud. There's a mad Irishman in there. You just want to start betting, boys, because I'm about to tip him. I think we can win the first Mick the Hat. He's a sharp little horse, and he's probably going to progress. We've got a couple in the Country Maiden, Killer Queen and Balançoir. They'll both be around the money. But no one will have any money left because they're all going to back Northams each way, and I don't think he's going to run a place.
We'll find out. And, mate, just, you know, country racing, it's everyone wants to do well. And for Scone to have at least three at the moment slot holders, maybe four coming up, it's a nice little feather in the cap. Two at the moment, maybe three or four coming up.
Yeah, it is. It just generates a bit of interest. You know, in country racing, this is what Peter's done. You know, Valandis, he's just invigorated country racing to another level. Like you said before, it's the richest country racing in the world. I'm sure this will bounce again. You know, there'll be a few rules in places. This is we got a few teething problems with tickets and a few blokes having a bit of a whinge. You know, they want the old bucket of tickets like the chook raffle stuff. But I'm sure Peter will iron all that out. You know, he's just got to sort the Harbour Bridge stuff out first, hasn't he?
He wasn't happy there yesterday. I think it's just a great concept, and in particular for the people from the bush. You know, they feel loved and they feel as though they're a part of the racing industry, and they do provide plenty of good horses, and you know, the Monstar will certainly run a good race in the Kosciuszko. I know it'll carry a lot of people's money from the bush, in particular down our way.
Yep.
Well, my way and in your Albury, down there. But you know, it's great to see also the William Farrow Hotel, great mate of mine, David Barnhill. They won a slot as well.
He's never paid for a schooner.
He was on the phone, mate. He backed out the back door like he did when the Poms got into him. He backed up a bit too, so he's used to backing up. Yeah, them Wagga blokes let me down a bit. I thought they'd stick with me with the Monster, but anyway, we'll see what happens.
He still reckons he got the better of Billy Moore in that blue, you know, Barney. They just cut it out.
A lot of punches thrown. Not many connected, though. Not many connected.
Brett, thanks so much, mate. Good luck with the Monster, and nice to see you again up here in Scone.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Brett Kavanagh joining us. He's going to have the Monstar, one of the favourites there for the $1.3 million Kosciuszko.